This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
One of our listeners named Craig is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and I don't know why he's not getting a call back.
Really?
Yeah. Craig, I don't know why you're not getting a call back, because the date that you went on is amazing. If you would have taken me to a place like that, whoa. Oh my goodness.
Where did you take
the
her?
The things that would have happened to you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Well, it's too bad you didn't take me on a date. I guess you went on a date with somebody named Beth. And before we get into the date that you went on, how long has it been since you went out with Beth?
Been about 2 weeks.
Okay. 2 weeks, all right. And how many times have you reached out to her in that 2 weeks after your date?
Well, like 5 times, once a day.
Okay.
I think any more than that would have been overkill, right?
What were they saying? Like, hey, 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 yo.
Hey, you. Hey.
What's up?
Just, you know, hi, how's your day going? Like, remember that time we went on a date?
Obviously, she's ghosted you.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because we had a lot of fun at the aquarium.
There you go. That's where he went, the aquarium.
That's sick.
I love aquariums. Did she seem like she enjoyed herself at the aquarium, though?
Yeah, that's why I'm so confused. We had a great time. The conversation was flowing. And I like this girl. She's beautiful. She's smart, funny. She's got a gap in between her front two teeth.
Oh, so does Jubal.
A diastema.
Is that what that's called?
It's called a diastema, yeah. So you like the tooth gap, huh?
I love it. In fact, my Middle Eastern friend told me it's a sign of great lust.
Oh,
lust.
Wow.
All right. Well, lusty people do have tooth caps.
Got some lust for Beth.
All right.
So wait, why did you decide to go to an aquarium?
And yeah, whose idea was that?
I worked there, and it's a beautiful place. And I thought, you know, we'd look at some fish. We'd talk about life.
Yeah.
I thought about the date for a long time, and my boss called me up and said they needed someone to feed the sharks while I was on the date. So I said yes, but I thought it'd be rude to just cancel, so I brought her with me.
That's a good date.
That's why she did it. That's why she's not calling you back, bro. She doesn't want to go to your work for your guys' date.
Yeah. Well, except he took her backstage at the aquarium. Who gets to go backstage and feed the sharks?
Feeding the sharks is the most masculine sentence I've ever heard, too.
Yeah, she seemed to be into it at the time. That's why I'm so confused.
Was there any awkward moment that you can think of?
No, literally nothing else went wrong. Believe me, I've been on dates that suck. This was not one of them.
Is there any reason that you think, though, that she decided to ghost you after your date to the aquarium?
Maybe I talked about myself a little too much. Maybe it came off like I was trying to be impressive. I wasn't.
Are you talking about, like, when you're there, you're talking about, like, the aquarium and the animals, or about that and your personal life, or what in general?
Well, I was telling her about the fish we have in the aquarium, and I was talking about my own aspirations of being a marine biologist and how I got into fish. And
yeah. I mean, that's cool. Like, that is cool. Yeah. Like, why would she? I mean, were you talking about yourself the whole time? Did you learn anything about her?
No, I learned things about Beth.
Like what?
She likes designing things. She's into yellow jackets. She does a little, she makes her own, she makes some stuff on her own. She's a good sewer.
Okay. So it sounds like you found out a lot.
So maybe you talked about yourself too much.
Yeah, it's the talking thing, and maybe I don't know, maybe I threw her off trying to, she thought I was trying to impress her too much with the feeding the sharks things.
She's trying to be too much of a man.
Right.
At the aquarium.
Look at me.
Maybe.
You want to feed some sharks? I can get us in there. Still think it would be kind of a cool thing. Anyway, we'll try to figure it out for you. How did the date end with her?
Yeah, pretty well, you know, I took her back to her place. We didn't kiss or anything, but we said that we'd hang out again.
Did you at least get like a hug?
Yeah, we hugged.
And what did you feel like her vibe was? You know, you can tell.
I mean, she squeezed. I squeezed back. I thought it was a good hug, and I thought we had a good time.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and see if we can figure it out for you, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. We get your first date follow-up right after this. It's time for part two of your first date follow-up. Mm-hmm. Greg isn't getting a call back from a date he went on with a woman named Beth, and he took her to where he works. He works at the aquarium. Mm-hmm. He actually was able to hook it up so that she got to feed the sharks on their date.
Deals on wheels.
Pretty cool.
The baby sharks, the adult sharks, the whole family of sharks. And then he got ghosted. He's not getting a call back. It's been about 2 weeks. He's tried to reach out to her a bunch of times and has heard nothing. He thought the date went great, and he doesn't know why, so we're about to get Beth on the phone and see if we can figure it out for him. And all right, cool. Are you any last words before we call her?
Did you know sharks are older than trees?
No.
Did not.
Are they really?
Okay.
Yeah, been around longer.
Okay, that's very interesting, and I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and get her on the phone and see if we can figure out why Beth isn't getting you a call back, okay?
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Beth, please?
This is her.
Hey, Beth. How are you? This is The Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
And my name is Alex.
And my name is English Evan.
The Jubal Show is a radio show. We do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And we recently got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show.
Oh, okay.
Any cool idea?
Who you've ghosted recently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll just say the name and you can tell me if we're right or wrong, okay? His name is Craig.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So Craig emailed us because he said he really liked going out with you. And he thought his idea of taking you on a date to the aquarium and feeding some sharks was a really good idea for a date. He also thought you had a good time. But then after the date, you haven't talked to him at all, and he's wondering why. Can you tell us?
Well, I don't really want to talk to or about Craig ever again.
Oh,
so I'm just going to go.
Oh, no. Oh.
Well, don't go yet.
Can you stick around for just a minute?
I mean, what do you want?
Well, he knows that it, you know, could be whatever. And he knows that the information could not be what he wants to hear, but he's prepared for it. So we, you know, would relay the message. And so if it's something that you don't really want to talk about, that's, you know, totally up to you. But we would love to know.
I mean, like, I just felt so embarrassed and, like, humiliated after the date. You know, he spoke to me like a baby at every single exhibit at aquarium. Like,
he spoke to you like a baby? What do you mean by that?
So he talked to you like a baby?
Yeah, and you know, like at first I thought it was like kind of cute, you know, like it was weird, but I was like, that's different, kind of cute. And then like every single enclosure, like I felt like he thought I was stupid or like I had never seen a shark or I know what a tiger shark is, okay? Like I've seen them before, National Geographic, like I'm not, you know.
Okay, so when you say talk like a baby, you mean he was literally baby talking or he was like sort of condescending and talking to you like you were a little kid going through there and he was a tour guide being like, and here we have the hammerhead shark. Do you know why it's called a hammerhead shark?
Got it like on the nail, hammer on the nail, literally.
Okay.
Hammer on the shark.
Practicing maybe?
I don't know. It just ended up feeling really weird.
Yeah.
Did he speak to you normal at all during the date?
In between exhibits, it'd be like, it was like almost psychotic the way like he would switch, because we'd be on like normal conversation zone and then we'd get to the exhibit and it was like he was a different person, or he thought I was a small child.
All right, so that obviously turned you off.
Yeah. No, okay. It was
All right.
Well, thank you for telling us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Appreciate that. I do need to let you know though that Craig is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Hi, Beth.
Oh,
sorry about that for not telling you.
How are you?
Really? Small talk right now?
Okay, I know that it came off as condescending, but I give a lot of tours at work, and there are young kids at the aquarium all the time, so it's a habit. I didn't mean to insult you or anything.
Well, it ruined the date.
I mean, Beth, is there any way we could try again? I mean, I understand it was, you know, I didn't realize it would bug you that much. I know it's weird, but is there a possibility that we could see each other again and I'll talk in a normal adult voice?
The whole time?
Yeah, the whole time.
You better.
All right. Well, let me ask her officially then and see. Beth, would you like to go out with Craig again on another date? We'll pay for it. If he talks like an adult male the whole time.
Wait, you know, honestly, I have another date lined up this week anyway, so I'm going to pass.
Oh.
No?
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm not interested. You really just, the baby talk really gave me small dick energy, and I can't.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, it's your loss. And for your information, it's 10 inches. No baby over here. How's that for baby talk, huh?
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.